Going into business, exercise 3.
What made you decide to set up a business?
Well, I'd finished school and I was thinking of going to university, but not for a while. I had nothing specific planned and I was feeling a bit lost, actually. My mum said, "Why don't you try starting a business? You've talked about it before. It will give you plenty to do." So I thought I'd have a go. And that was 2 years ago. I haven't gone back to studying yet, but I've managed to make some money, which will be useful when I eventually go to university. And I've learnt lots about doing business, which should benefit me in future.
Your company's product is a pepper sauce, which you've named Delish Relish. Why pepper sauce?
It's based on a sauce my grandma used to make. I've adapted it slightly. My grandma migrated here from the Caribbean over 50 years ago. She missed the sauce she'd had back home and developed her own version. Everyone loved it and she passed the recipe on to her own children. It's popular with so many people that I didn't need market research to tell me it'd sell. My mum and aunt gave me a few lessons in making it. They weren't convinced it was a good idea, though they've come round to it now.
What do you think makes your sauce different from others on the market?
There are various pepper sauces out there, and a couple sell very well. They've got good packaging and advertising, and they're mostly made of healthy, organic products. With Delish Relish, the peppers, onions, tomatoes and other things are grown at home by my dad, and it's just me who cooks it up in the kitchen at home. You won't find any other sauce made quite like that. In the places where I sell it, markets, festivals and special food shops, that matters.
Are you planning to expand the business?
Maybe one day. Various people have said I should take on staff and get specialists to do marketing and sales for me. And I've thought about it. My older sister keeps an eye on the accounts because that's not my strength. Apart from the cooking, I like contact with customers, taking my sauce to shops and markets and dealing with orders. I even like the legal stuff. At the moment, though, I'm the sole cook, and I'm worried about not being able to meet demand. If I sold a lot more, I'd need to rethink the way I make it, and I'm not ready for that yet.